Nazir chapter 6, Mishnah 1. Shloisha minin asurin benazir. There are three matters which are forbidden to a Nazir. Atuma, vatiglachas, vayotzi minagefen. Uncleanliness, meaning coming into contact with a dead body. And also shaving. The Nazir is not allowed to shave his head, it's talking about. And also anything which comes from a grapevine, which is going to discuss now in the Mishnah in a bit more detail. V'chol yotzi minagefen mitstafin zenze. Anything which comes from a grapevine combines with one another. And what you're talking about over here is the grapes, the seeds, the skins, and we'll see in the next Mishnah also. But they all combine up to make the minimum amount that the Nazir is chayav for. And va'enochav ad sheyochal min hanavim kazas. And he's only liable if he eats a kazas, an olive's bulk. At that point he's liable, and it's talking about for lashes. So he's forbidden to have any grape product, even a little minute amount. But in terms of the punishment of lashes, he only gets that if he eats a kazas. Mishnah Rishona, ad sheyishter revis yan. It was an earlier Mishnah that said that he was only liable if he drank wine, if he drank a revis. So according to the first opinion that we said above, he'd only be liable for lashes if he drank a kazas of wine, right? We'd measure an olive's bulk, how much is an average olive, and whatever that is in milliliters, that's how much if he drank that he'd be liable. According to this opinion, no, it's a revis, right? The normal revis measure, about between 86 and 150 mils, that's how much he'd be liable if he drank, if to get lashes. Rabbi Akiva Omer Afilu Shara Pito Biyan. Rabbi Akiva says, even if he soaks his bread in wine, the Yeshba Kadait Letzarev Kazas, and there's enough in it to add up to Kazas, Chav, he's liable. So Rabbi Akiva, he also disagrees with the early Mishnah, and he holds that the amount was a Kazas. Not only that, but he holds that the liquid and the solids can add up. And not only that, but even if half of it is normal product, right? Because what have you got over here? You've got bread soaked in wine. So over here, half the product is the wine, the forbidden substance, but the other half is actually a permitted substance. Nevertheless, you see, according to Rabbi Akiva, the two add up, and they make up the minimum amount of a kazas for him to get lashes.